1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A chilly London rain couldn't dampen the spirits of the crowds from around the world who wanted to be a part of history.
The hymns and the songs, everything, it was fabulous. It was just absolutely fabulous. Couldn't ask for anything better.
Julie Newman traveled from Canada for today's coronation of King Charles III and Queen Camilla. A Chicago police officer shot and killed in the line of duty on the city's south side early today. Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
I've directed the superintendent to spare no expense to make sure that we find the people responsible for this and bring them to justice.
CPD says a fellow officer responding to reports of gunfire found his colleague at the scene and took her to the hospital where she died. The favorite going into today's Kentucky Derby has been scratched. Forte had a foot injury. The White House says President Biden will give the commencement address at Howard University and the Air Force Academy. This is ABC News. A baseball announcer apologizing for seemingly slipping up on the air.
Oakland Athletics TV announcer Glenn Kuiper using a racial slur on air during a pregame segment before last night's game at Kansas City. During that telecast on NBC Sports California, Kuiper later apologizing, saying his remark, quote, didn't come out quite the way I wanted it to, unquote. An A statement calling Kuiper's language unacceptable. Kuiper is in his 20th year as an A's play-by-play voice. Joey Waller, ABC News.
About a week after the New York City Transit Authority announced it would stop publishing commuter alerts to Twitter, the notices are back on the platform. Transit officials announced that they'd stop publishing the alerts when Twitter said it would have to start charging for some of the services required to provide them. Well, then in an about-face, Twitter said it would restore free access to government services. So the notices are back. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mantenaire. Here's what you need to know. A motion requiring both the Wisconsin Assembly and Senate approve hiring investigators was voted down by the Republican majority and the Joint Finance Committee this week. Democrats introduced the measure in response to Michael Gabelman's unsuccessful attempt to find voter fraud in the 2020 election. The two-year investigation, which found no evidence of fraud, cost taxpayers over $2 million. Gabelman was hired by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, then later fired by Voss, after Gabelman campaigned for the speaker's primary challenger. Wisconsin's DNR and the Department of Health Services advising only one meal per week of rainbow smelt from the Bay of Green Bay and associated tributaries up to the first dam. That includes portions of the Peshtigo, Oconto, and Menominee Rivers. This comes after elevated levels of PFAS were found in rainbow smelt that were sampled from Green Bay. I'm Jane Mantenaire. This is Civic Media News.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now. And AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy. planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensberry gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A chilly London rain couldn't dampen the spirits of the crowds from around the world who wanted to be a part of history.
The hymns and the songs, everything, it was fabulous. It was just.
This is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I want to give you some facts, some data. The next time you get in a conversation with anybody and they say, well, Biden's not doing a good job on the economy. You know, he's a Republican or maybe an independent. Biden's not doing a good job on the economy. Let me tell you the truth. I'm going to give you some facts right here. First of all, I'm going to put aside for the fact that there were 253 jobs created in April, which is well over 100,000 more than everybody had anticipated. Listen to this. 33.8 million jobs were created in the 16 years that Bill Clinton and Barack Obama were president. 33.8 million. 12.7 million have been created in the 27 months that Joe Biden's been president. Only 1.9 million jobs were created in the 16 years that George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, and Donald Trump were president. So 1.9 for all of them, but 33.8 million for Clinton and Obama in 16 years and 12.7 for Biden in a little over 2 years. The next time anybody tells you about job creators, the Republicans are job killers. The Democrats are job creators. The gross domestic product, GDP, the growth of the country under Biden, is increasing at 3 times the rate under Trump, 3 times GDP. Somebody shines you with GDP, say, don't shine me with GDP. Biden has increased it 3 times over Trump. This is an incredible one. Jobs have been created at 50 times the rate under Biden as they were under the last 3 Republican presidents, both Bushes and Trump, 50 times. Right now, under Joe Biden, unemployment is 3.4%. That's the lowest in peacetime since World War II. And it is the lowest at all since the late 1960s, the Vietnam War. Biden is the third straight Democratic president to see a big decline in unemployment in the United States. That would be him, Obama, and Clinton. Unemployment went up under the last 3 Republican presidents. So don't shine me with any talk about unemployment and jobs. This is amazing. Since 1989, 49 million new jobs have been created in the United States since 1989. 47 million of them were under the Democratic presidents. It's 96%, basically all of them. Biden has produced the lowest numbers for the underinsured and the lowest numbers for poverty rates in American history. In American history. It's not just a question, has Biden done a better job than Trump? All Democratic presidents going back 40 years have done a better job than all Republican presidents. We're going to go to the lines. Tom of L.A., my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Tom?
Hey, Matt. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that.
You got it?
Second is that we just need to remember the Republicans are the pro-death party. They're pro-death with the capital punishment. They're pro-death with jobs. They're pro-death with you know, people actually being able to eat and afford life. They're pro-death in terms of getting a vaccination. They are just the pro-death party. And I would love for the Democrats to actually start having the chops to start calling them the pro-death party, because they truly are. You know, they only get one reason to be called the pro-life party, and that's because they, for some reason, think that just because a woman has the right to choose means that she's going to choose to actually terminate a pregnancy, which isn't actually the truth. A woman, most women actually choose to carry a pregnancy to full term. So it's either the government's right to choose or a woman's right to choose. And this government, under the Republican rule,
aren't the
party of the
pro-death. You've baked a lot of issues in there. Let me right now limit it to the economic. And you're absolutely right. They are job killers. They are job killers. 96% of the jobs that have been created since 1989 have been under the Democratic presidents. And, you know, this feeds into the debt limit. And I want to give you an update on that. We'll get back to the lines. We see other people on the lines. First of all, 3.5 weeks from now is the deadline that Janet Yellen has given us that possibly 3.5 weeks from now, possibly will be when the country defaults on its debt. Now, I've been advocating for some time that Joe Biden, if we have our back to the wall because the Republicans stab us in the back, that Joe Biden will invoke the 14th Amendment, which requires, as a matter of the U.S. Constitution, that the full faith and credit of the United States never be called into question, never be called into question. Well, 3.5 weeks ago, here is the scorecard. Janet Yellen has been publicly saying, well, Congress has to raise it or we could default. I'm beginning to think that Biden is a very, very sharp cookie. I am beginning to think he's told Yellen to say that. He's keeping this ace up his sleeve. They're meeting this week, tomorrow, Kevin McCarthy, the leaders in the House and the Senate, to try to get this thing done through Congress. But I think that McCarthy is not in good faith. I'll tell you why. McCarthy is not in good faith because there are about 30 people in the House who want the United States to go into default. They hate the United States. They hate Biden. They want to drag him down, and they're going through. It's a ruse. They're going through a fake deal. There's nothing that Biden could do that would make them change their votes. And why is that significant? Because first of all, if McCarthy were like Boehner or Ryan, he'd go to Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader of the Democrats, and say, all right, I have 30 skunks who want to stab the United States in the back. Give me 30 Democratic votes over and above what you got. For instance, Hakeem Jeffries has said we have 213 votes, but the Republicans are giving none. All they have to do is give five. So flip it around. McCarthy can say, I have 190 votes. I have 200 votes for a clean debt limit increase. Give me 30 more and I'll ram it through myself. He's not going to do that. So three people have come out, three people, very important people, in the last, well, couple of days, maybe a week. Bill Clinton, one of the great presidents in the 20th century, came out and he said, if I were president and they did this, I would increase the debt limit as a matter of executive order and order the Treasury and the Federal Reserve to pay our debt under the 14th Amendment. He said that. Secondly, a few days ago, Paul Krugman is a Nobel Prize winning economist. He won the Nobel Prize for economics. He writes for the New York Times, and he said, people sometimes say that it would be wrong for Biden to increase it under the 14th Amendment. He said, that's baloney. That would pay the bonds. That's what people care for in the bond market, and he should just do it. But the final one today, Larry Tribe, he's a constitutional law professor at Harvard University, and he had been opposed to using the 14th Amendment. He came out with a great article, and you know what he said? He said, there are two laws that are in conflict in our government right now. There's the 14th Amendment, which is the supreme law because it's in the Constitution. And then there's also this congressional law they passed saying there had to be a second vote on paying our debt, even though Congress had already approved the money and it had been spent. He said, they're in conflict. What do you do when there are two laws in conflict? You look at what Abraham Lincoln did during the Civil War. And during the Civil War, there was a law against his suspending the writ of habeas corpus because he wanted to get control of all the Confederate agents who were infesting the government and the Constitution. And you know what he said? He said, when the laws are in conflict, I'm the president, I make the decision, and I'm going to enforce the greater law, which is the Constitution. And what Larry Tribe said, and I agree with him 100%, Joe Biden has to enforce the greater law. Now, if Joe Biden comes right out and says that right now, the Republicans sit back, lie in the weeds, try to cause problem in the courts. So I think what Joe Biden should do, and what I suspect he is going to do, negotiate in good faith. But first of all, McCarthy's not in good faith. He's never said anything in good faith. He's never uttered the truth in his life except by accident. And secondly, he won't be speaker long if he cuts a deal because he had to agree with the tarantulas of the far right in the Republican Party that they could yank him by one representative calling for another vote. One representative. So it used to be about 20% of them had to do it. He can't afford to cut a deal. This is all a fake on his part. I think Biden has to at least give the appearance that he's negotiating to satisfy people and make them feel good. And he's doing the right thing. But when push comes to shove at the end of May, when this thing is going nowhere, I think Joe Biden has to go on television and say, my fellow Americans, like Abraham Lincoln, I'm faced with a choice. There are two conflicting laws, one of them a congressional statute, and the other one the U.S. Constitution under the 14th Amendment. The congressional statute is being abused by a handful of people on the far right. I, like Abraham Lincoln, will enforce the Constitution, and he'll simply order the Treasury, order the Federal Reserve to pay our debts. We're going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
North Shore Healthcare is hiring. As the largest provider of post-acute care in Wisconsin, they offer skilled nursing and assisted living services, as well as home health and hospice care through North Shore at Home. They're looking for compassionate individuals.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows around 51, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for isolated thunderstorms again tomorrow, 66. Cloudy, overcast tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 49. Chance for scattered storms Monday with highs in the upper 50s. Chance for scattered showers and highs in the low 60s on Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 56.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Sing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right back to the lines. Don't hang up in order. Bob of Madison, my friend, you're first. Thanks for calling us for Monday, Bob.
Okay, let me make an economic comment, and then I want to talk about mass shooters and so forth. I studied a century of military spending versus the economy, and there is a strong negative connection. And when I look at it more closely recently, the 21st century, the buildup after 9/11 cost 3 million manufacturing jobs. And you just see the manufacturing jobs disappear every time there's a military buildup. The correlation
Hold on, Bob. Here's the deal on the military buildup, though. Right now, we have the Ruskies in Ukraine. We have the Chinese threatening Taiwan. We have Iran threatening a nuclear weapon. This is not the time to cut military spending. I agree that our greatness as a nation is based on our values, our constitution, and it's based on our economy. That said, you have got to be able to stand up to all of these adversaries. So thanks very much for calling. I appreciate it. Next one up, Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's for my day, Bill?
Great show. I heard you talking about Biden's record, which needs to be mentioned a lot, especially in advertising for the election. But here's something people have to wrap their head around. Now, the president, the Republicans have a candidate. He has 26 sexual assaults, 2 impeachments, 11 bankruptcies, and tax evasion charges. That's the best you can offer America? Really? When I was a little kid in school, you looked up to the president. And can you imagine a man now saying to his son, yeah, look up to this guy, 26 sexual assaults, 1 tax evasion, 11 bankruptcies, and 2 impeachments. The best they got. All this stuff means this. The people supporting them, if that's what they support, they have zero integrity, zero diplomacy, zero intelligence, and zero honesty, and we give them the right to speak? That's the best they've got? You got to be kidding me. You know, they won't elect a homeroom president in high school if he had a record like that, much less a president. You got to be kidding me. What are these people thinking? We're stupid? Oh, what? You know, come on. Everybody has a few sexual assaults. Everybody has a couple impeachments. Everybody has bankruptcies 11 times. What do you want? No, we want better. We want quality. How much of that does Biden have? Absolutely zero. And they think Biden is not the answer? Does that make sense to anybody?
Yeah. Bill, I think the Biden campaign should appoint you as their head of advertising. I'm not kidding. That was terrific. Thanks. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. That was a cool call, Bill. I just wanted to add, you have to pay your debts, and then after you pay your debts, then you can negotiate the way you want to move forward after that. But the Republicans don't seem to understand this point. Pay your debts, then move on and talk about future debts. Also, I have one other caveat here, if you will, the border. The border is actually, it's kind of scary down there. I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. And that, in my mind, is the one thing that could hurt Biden down the road here. So thanks for taking my call, Matt.
Yeah, that's a very, very good point. And let me tell you, everybody, when I led off this the two segments with all the economic data showing that Democratic presidents had created 96% of the jobs since 1918, and that Biden himself had created so many when the Republicans had 1.9 million over three presidencies. It's important to get that information out. It's important to get that information out because the polls that are coming out right now, Biden is obviously in the hot seat. He's the president doing a very, very fine job. But it's easy for these clowns on the other side to lob grenades. They're all lazy as hell and they don't do anything. Okay. So what do we do about all this? Well, if the immigration question, the old Title 42 restriction is expiring right now, and there's a mass of people on the other side. It is chaos in El Paso and a lot of these places, and this business of busing them to New York and Chicago is creating a reaction. There has got to be, and this they're not going to do it in Congress, Paul, okay? Because there has already been an attempt by Biden to have legislation introduced. The Republicans walk away from it. The Democrats won't give in to what the Republicans want. It's got to be done by executive order. And quite frankly, I think we're benefited by a lot of immigration. We're not benefited by all immigration. And we're not benefited by immigration that just is willy-nilly coming across. So I don't know what it's going to take, but a couple of ideas would be, if you want asylum in the United States, you have to apply in your home country somewhere. We put up a consul and let them do it. And people that try to come in, unfortunately, just have to be returned. You cannot simply open up our country to everybody who wants to walk in. And just because they use the word asylum, that creates a legal proceeding, could potentially counsel a judge, release while we think about it. They don't come back. That can't be done. It can't be done. There are 8 billion people in this world, and about 5 billion of them are in bad circumstances, would love to come here. A lot of it's for economic reasons. They're all human beings. We'd love to accommodate them. We can't accommodate them all. And if the Congress is not going to do something, I agree with you that Joe Biden is going to have to. Having said that, can you imagine Donald Trump being president? He is Putin's agent. What would he do in Ukraine? What would he do with NATO? I know what he'd do. He'd yank us out. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The Biden administration.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A chilly London rain couldn't dampen the spirits of the crowds from around the world who wanted to be a part of history.
The hymns and the songs, everything, it was fabulous. It was just absolutely fabulous. Couldn't ask for anything better.
Julie Newman traveled from Canada for today's coronation of King Charles III and Queen Camilla. A Chicago police officer shot and killed in the line of duty on the city's south side early today. Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
I've directed the superintendent to spare no expense, to make sure that we find the people responsible for this and bring them to justice.
CPD says a fellow officer responding to reports of gunfire found his colleague at the scene and took her to the hospital where she died. The favorite going into today's Kentucky Derby has been scratched. Forte had a foot injury. The White House says President Biden will give the commencement address at Howard University and the Air Force Academy. This is ABC News.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Efforts to overhaul Wisconsin's shared revenue system appear to be headed for a veto. Governor Evers issued a video statement yesterday to say the bill doesn't send enough money to local communities and that it comes with too many strings attached.
That's why I can't support the Republican plan as is, and frankly, I'll veto it in its entirety.
Evers objects to conditions the bill puts on places like Milwaukee to get all the state money they can. Former Governor Scott Walker tells the Journal Sentinel Donald Trump should be at the first Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee in August. New York Times reports Trump is likely to skip at least one of the first two debates. In sports, the Bucks are in the market for a new head coach. They fired Mike Budenholzer yesterday. The Brewers are at San Francisco tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
One call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't going to find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't going to find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
All right, the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Gene.
Great show as usual, Matt. Wonderful. I'm so glad you brought up all those important things that Biden's done. Bill and Wisco Paul, outstanding. They are robbing hoods. You know, they take from the poor, any kind of programs to help the poor and give it to their rich supporters. And, you know, Trump, you know, really had a work ethic. Remember, he didn't want to get started too early in the morning because he's too busy watching how everybody was covering him on the television. And then remember, nobody could brief him because they had to break it down in little sentences because his attention span, his understanding of world issues weren't too good. And we've heard that from everybody, even people that worked under him. Also, the guy didn't tell the truth hardly ever. So we have to always worry about, is this guy lying to us or telling us the truth? And also, you know, like Putin and his buddies, attacked our allies while praising our adversaries.
Right.
So Yeah, this guy, he don't have nothing going for him. And, you know, I'll tell you something. I got a feeling that people who really are going to vote for Biden aren't going to tell anybody that's surveying them because of all the violence and hatred and chaos that's going on in our country right now. So, you know, keep your hopes up because I do believe Biden is the right guy. And I know a lot of Republicans who support him, too. So I'm not worried about this one. Thank you, Matt, so much.
Gene,
thanks
for calling in, as always. Yeah, and I'll tell you this. You know, polls come and polls go. And a month ago, everything's great. Now, they say Biden's favorables are down a little bit. They're going to go back up. The thing about Donald Trump, and I'm just going to say this because there are Republicans listening to this and there are independents listening to this. It's not a question of his being a Republican or not being a Republican. He is an agent of Vladimir Putin. And he's an agent of Vladimir Putin because he has been paid by Putin. Eric Trump, his son, told the journalist some time ago that they get funded by the Russians. They get funded by the Russians because the American banks won't give money anymore because Trump cheated them so often in the bankruptcies of his casinos. I personally believe that the Steele report that said he was engaged in hanky-panky with prostitutes in a Moscow hotel room who were really KGB agents, and he has some apparently very, very exotic sexual tastes that his own supporters would not like to see on a video, that plays into it. But certainly the money plays into it. He will yank us out of NATO. He will expose Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia. He will expose the Czech Republic. He'll expose Romania. This is very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. He is not loyal to the United States. And some Republicans are not loyal to the United States. Tucker Carlson is one of them. Tucker Carlson is one of them. And these other Republicans who attack Ukraine, Marjorie Taylor Greene, is not loyal to the United States. Now, let me give you a quick update on Ukraine and Russia, and then I'm going to go right to the line, so don't hang up. Russia is now using phosphorus bombs on Bakhmut. Now, phosphorus bombs are illegal. You drop them, and a kid or a civilian gets one of those things that's burning on their skin. Not supposed to do it. We've outlawed chemical warfare, the dropping phosphorus bombs, number one. We have got to step up our support of Ukraine. The Russian savages are sadists. They're genocidal sadists. And there are a couple of things that has got to be done. They are bombing civilians, women, children, old people, the phosphorus and everything else. In warfare, going back to Sherman's March to the Sea and the Civil War in the 1860s, warfare has become attacks on civilians. That's true in the First World War, true in the Second World War. It's been true ever since. Sadly, you can't win a war if they're attacking your civilians and you can't attack their civilians. Ideally, Ukraine would drop bombs on St. Petersburg and Moscow, a Nevsky Prospect. And I've been in Nevsky Prospect in St. Petersburg on St. Isaac's, blow the hell out of all of them. But they can't do it. And I'm not advocating it. Why am I not advocating it? Because Russia has nuclear weapons, and at some point they would retaliate and we'd be in a nuclear war. But there is a way to get their civilians, and that is their bank accounts. Sanction every civilian, everybody in Russia, for being complicit in this Nazi genocidal attack. Freeze their bank accounts. Take all Russian money, state money on deposit in the United States, is about $300 million, and use it to support Ukraine and to replenish our own armaments that we're sending to Ukraine. Sanction all Russians. You know, occasionally now they come out and go, oh, we're sanctioning this one and that one. Sanction them all. If they're Russian, they get sanctioned. If they turn out to be good people who are helping to stop the war, they can make that case. The other thing that Russia does not understand, and that our people in counterintelligence and our people, frankly, in just beaming this message on social media and everything else, is this. They are surrounded on the east by China. They have a border with China, Mongolia, Islamic countries to the south. And with all of them, Russia has stolen land from them, going back, especially with the case of China, to the Opium Wars in the 1850s. China stole almost 2 million square kilometers in the 1850s. And right now, the borders that they have with China and the China, there are 8 million Russians trying to hold land that had belonged to China, and there are 145 million Chinese right across the border. At some point, I think that we have got, and I don't want China any more than I want Russia near Alaska, near Siberia and all that. Our State Department will have to figure it out. But I got to tell you something. The Russians should understand that the Chinese are simply licking their chops like wolves looking at lambs. And Russia is not going to hold on to that, that land very much longer if they continue to do what they're doing in Europe. And Ukraine is Europe. And the final thing I'll say is this. The International Atomic Energy Commission has warned of a nuclear meltdown and accident at the Zaporizhia nuclear plant in Ukraine. It's been occupied by Russia. It's not producing energy right now, but there's nuclear waste all over the place, and the Ruskies are being negligent about it, and there's fighting going on there. And the IAEC, the International Atomic Energy Commission, has said we have real concerns that there will be a breakdown there. Right now, there are five-hour lines to escape Zaporizhia. If you're Ukrainian, you're liable to be killed by the Russians. But there's an absolute urgency. There's an urgency to the United States continuing even more substantial aid, longer-range HIMARS, whatever aircraft and air defense missiles they need. We did send them Patriots. Joe Biden sent them Patriots, and that has shot down even hypersonic missiles. Right now, the Ukrainians are putting up a magnificent defense, and actually an offense to drive them out. They're hitting Crimea. We have got to speak with one voice as the United States. The Republican Party is riddled with traitors to our foreign policy. When I say our foreign policy, bipartisan foreign policy that goes back to Dean Acheson and Harry Truman back in the 1940s. It's kept the lid on things in the world. It's kept us preeminent. It's kept our allies safe. And it's done by our using surrogates. And the clown Trump, because he's being blackmailed by Putin, would yank us out of NATO, betray our allies, and the Republican Party, some of them go along with them. If you do that, you're in the Republican Party, you're a traitor to the United States. You're a traitor to the United States. Okay, we're going to go back. There are interesting developments, and I say that not in a good way. The Chinese have a proverb that says, may you live in uninteresting times. May you live in uninteresting times, because interesting times are usually dangerous as heck. Well, let me tell you what what some of the Republican states are doing right now. Fortunately, in Georgia, the 8 of the fake electors there have gotten immunity from Fannie Willis to testify. She's going after the fake electors down there. That's a good thing. Why aren't we going after the fake electors in Wisconsin and in Michigan and in Arizona and everywhere else? Why is Fannie Willis, who's not an attorney general, only a DA, doing it? Because she has a lot of guts, that's why. She has a lot of guts. They can be prosecuted at the state level, and they should, because Merrick Garland doesn't appear to be going anywhere anytime soon. But the interesting, in other words, in a bad way thing in Georgia, the Georgia governor just signed legislation rammed through by the right-wing gerrymandered Georgia legislature, and he's a right-wing pro-gerrymander Republican himself, setting up a state oversight commission to dismiss district attorneys that they don't like. And the fear is that they'll dismiss Fannie Willis because she may prosecute Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, and the fake electors. Believe it or not, that's going on down there. Senate Bill 92, it was. Senate Bill 92. And they do it in a fake way. They always do it in a fake way. Here's what they're doing. They go, well, we're going to look at these people, and does she Is she prosecuting marijuana cases? Enough of them to satisfy us? And she does not, she prosecutes murders, gangs, corruption, theft. She prosecutes drug dealers. Guy smoking a joint and arrested. He gets a municipal ordinance violation. Oh, that's terrible. But we got to yank her. That's the kind of stuff they do down there. That is the kind of stuff they do down there. Does she prosecute abortion doctors? No? Oh, no. Well, we can't have her as a DA. It has nothing to do with Trump being prosecuted. That's what's going on down there. That is what is going on down there. Well, I'll tell you what. As bad as it is, doesn't rival Texas. Let me tell you what they're doing there and what's really going on in these gerrymandered Republican states. The legislation that Texas is about to pass does about six things, and here they are. First, it will eliminate local election clerk jobs. You won't have local election clerks who know the terrain, know the people, they're honest, and they are from the locality. It will then, number two, let the Republican Secretary of State, who is appointed by the governor, Texas and Pennsylvania, let the Secretary of State be appointed by the governor. Here, that's Greg Abbott, the governor, Greg Abbott, right-wing nut. So he will appoint the Secretary of State. And the second piece of legislation is the Secretary of State will appoint the election clerks. Number three, it permits the Republican Secretary of State to overturn the election, any election, in only one county, Harris County, that's Houston, the Democratic county. In other words, the way they crafted it is he can overturn any election in a county with 2.7 people or more. That's Harris County, has 2.7 million people. Dallas County, number two, is 2.6 million. This is a fraud. And then it will create new election marshals to press charges against clerks they feel aren't criminal charges, that they are not doing their jobs. Not for fraud the way you and I think about it, but they have criminal statutes, for instance, where if you interfere with the line of sight of one of the thugs that they are permitting to observe, that's a criminal offense. And finally, it lets these criminal charges be brought in a neighboring county. In other words, not Houston, some neighboring, Buffalo Hoof County, that kind of thing. They are using criminal law to scare people and deter voting in Texas. Going to a break. Do not hang up. I see you on the lines. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one
tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows around 51, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for isolated thunderstorms again tomorrow, 66. Cloudy, overcast tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 49. Chance for scattered storms Monday with highs in the upper 50s. Chance for scattered showers and highs in the low 60s on Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 56.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
We're 4-9-6-7-2-7-8. Now we're going right to the lines. Don't hang up. We start with Tom McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling, Tom. What's in your mind today?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, you bring up a really good point as far as the Republican method or strategies as far as going after DAs. You're also seeing the same pattern in Florida. The governor is going after a DA in a Democrat stronghold that was duly elected by the people. But the Republicans don't like the fact that she's not pursuing the election fraud claims that they insist are there. So they're going to remove her, and DeSantis will be able to appoint his own DA, who will be much more amenable. You see this going on in Montana. And I wouldn't be, you know, I would like to see, it won't happen with the House right now, but Jordan, looking at the weaponization of government, you have to wonder if there is an orchestrated pattern on the part of the Republicans as far as a new front on how they're going to achieve power through voting. And if we go after the DAs and those who would be responsible for investigating and persecuting, we can control the narrative and who we're going to persecute and for what. I really hope that there are some government watchdogs that are keeping an eye on this because, again, if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's more than likely a duck, even though the Republicans are going to try and tell you it's a goose. Thank you.
Sam, that's a very good, those are very, very good points. I'll build on that just briefly. The Republicans have a penchant for labeling things and doing them that they themselves are committing. For instance, the weaponization of government, what you've just described is the weaponization of government by these right-wing Republican governors in these gerrymandered states. It's weaponization to yank honest, good prosecutors because they're going to prosecute somebody who committed fraud and then yourself put somebody else in to prosecute other people who didn't commit fraud. For instance, in Florida, the issue that you're describing is they had a referendum that said that people who, felons, who serve their sentences and so forth can vote. So some of these guys, 20 of them, got letters from the Elections Commission saying you can vote now, and they sent them a ballot. So they voted. Well, it turns out that some of them maybe had a month or two left on their probation, exemplary records, but, you know, and so they prosecuted these guys. One of them went to a jury, and the judge and the jury said, hey, wait a minute, the guy got approval from the Election Commission. What did he do wrong? But the problem is, if you prosecute someone for a felony, even if he wins, you can destroy the guy. In that case, I'm sure it was pro bono. Some law firm did it, but you know, is expensive. And what they're doing around the country is to give the appearance of criminalizing and weaponizing opposition to voting to scare folks and cut down the margins, especially minority districts. That's what they're doing. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Mark?
You know, I just hope that Josh calls. Watching what's happened down in Georgia and just going after hammer and tong after the fake electors and all their adjacent, all the people that were adjacent to them in this their whole election scheme, that Ron Johnson and Fitzgerald and Troupas or whatever the heck the guy's name is, it's on the ethics thing now, is that what happens when it gets to the point that Republicans had better be watching out if they smell almonds when something gets served up to them? That it is just Do they want their revolutions French, or you know, as down in Florida, they apparently do when they're eating cake when they're having people arrested. That at the one location there, I mean, I'm not calling for that, but I mean, I just wonder what happens when the left becomes the monster they think the left is, and comes after them with the same tactics that they're using now. That I'm not calling for violence, but I mean that you push people far enough, it's going to happen like it did in France in the late 18th century, and that it didn't turn out too
things.
Well for the guys that thought they're going to.
Hold on, Mark. Hold on. There are two things that George W. Bush did some of this in when he was president 20 years ago. What he did was there was a guy named Seligman, who was governor of Alabama, Democrat, and they arrested him and sent him to prison for a long time because he had appointed somebody to a commission or something who had made a contribution to a charity. He hadn't given it to Seligman, to a charity that Seligman was promoting, and it was some sort of good nonprofit charity. Now, when you do that, when you have Republicans who basically are giving money to Clarence Thomas personally, and the governor of Alabama went to prison for a number of years because a donor whom he, a Democrat, appointed to a commission of some sort, had given money to a nonprofit, that is that criminalizes being a Democrat, frankly, in Alabama. And it was a miscarriage of justice. Bush did it, and Bush around the country scared, he used Republican prosecutors to go after people and scare them. He did it. The Republican Party, they talk about weaponizing government. They weaponize government. They weaponize government to commit fraud. This fake committee of Jim Jordan's about weaponizing government is itself a fraud. Now, I'll give you another example. Everybody out there, and Tom McFarland, and you guys have all talked about Florida, Texas, Georgia. How about Kansas? This is unbelievable. Kansas, gerrymandered state, fortunately has a Democratic governor. I don't know how she got in. Gerrymandered state had a procedure where you call up and you say, I want a ballot. And they go, okay, what's your name? Matt Flynn. What's your address? Blah, blah, blah. Okay. They type it in, fill it out, send you the ballot, and then you send it back. Kansas made it a crime to pre-fill the ballot that way, even with information given when you applied for the ballot. Fortunately, a federal judge down there overturned that. That says a violation of due process, they said. A crime. But all of these states, Kansas, Montana, Texas, Florida, Georgia, are criminalizing seeming good faith things and seemingly innocuous things because they want to inject uncertainty in Democratic voters, especially minority Democratic voters. Because if you think there's a chance that you may be even unfairly, especially unfairly, prosecuted for voting, you can say, no, I'm not going to vote. What the hell? I don't vote. And it cuts down turnout. That's what's going on. That is what is going on. And the Voting Rights Act, which was gutted, 5-4 in Shelby County v. Holder, 5-4, you know who the one vote was? Clarence Thomas. He was on the take. He was on the take in the Dobbs case, and he was on the take in Citizens United. 5-4, all of those 5-4 stripped away a lot of our freedoms. We're going to talk about it a lot more next time. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn direct. Sign off for today. Be back same time, same place tomorrow.
Don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where is always a
standing room only. You ain't going to find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't going to find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
ABC News.